From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The nation's trade deficit has surged more than expected, rising by nearly 19% in June to the highest level in more than a year and a half. The Commerce Department says U.S. exports fell, while imports of goods and services from the nation's largest trading partners jumped. President Obama is set to sign legislation this afternoon that's aimed at boosting U.S. exports and creating new jobs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the measure will suspend tariffs on some imported materials that U.S. manufacturers need.
The Manufacturing Enhancement Act allows American companies to import certain raw materials and component parts more cheaply, cutting their production costs. A forecast cited by the National Association of Manufacturers says companies could use those savings to hire tens of thousands of additional workers. The tariff reductions apply only to products that are not available from domestic suppliers. The bill has the backing of hundreds of business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Manufacturing has been a rare bright spot in the U.S. economy. Factories account for nearly 30% of all private sector hiring this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The president has signed another bill designed to save jobs and prevent layoffs. That legislation would help states with budget shortfalls keep hundreds of thousands of teachers and government employees on the job. House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland.
160,000 teachers would be at risk of being laid off and probably would be laid off. What would that mean? It would mean larger class sizes for teachers to deal with. Children not receiving the kind of education that they need.
The House returned briefly from its summer recess to give final congressional approval to the bill. Governors from both parties supported the legislation, but only two GOP lawmakers in the House voted for the bill. More federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico have been reopened to fishing after tests on a wide variety of fish checked for any impact from the oil spill. Sammy Mack of member station WLRN reports the area opened is off the Florida Panhandle.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says more than 5,000 square miles east and south of Pensacola are now safe to fish. No oil has been found in that swath of the Gulf of Mexico since July 3rd. Jane Lubchenco is a NOAA administrator.
We sampled 153 fish from the area, grouper, snapper, tuna, mahi-mahi, and put them through the very rigorous protocols for both the sensory and the chemical analyses, and they all passed with flying colors.
Waters west of Pensacola remain closed to fishing. For NPR News, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
A storm system in the Gulf is strengthening and could reach tropical storm status today. BP's crews, therefore, have halted drilling of a relief well until the weather clears. This is NPR News. Among the winners in primary contests in four states on Tuesday is a former business executive who spent millions of dollars of her own money on her campaign. Linda McMahon used to be CEO of the professional wrestling empire known as World Wrestling Entertainment. Lucy Nalpathanchel of member station WNPR reports McMahon has won the GOP nomination for a U.S. Senate seat in Connecticut.
McMahon won a three-way race easily. Her campaign strategy is straightforward. She has spent $21 million of her own money already and has pledged to spend up to $30 million more. During her victory speech, McMahon says she'll start a new legacy in Connecticut.
And for the first time in decades, we're going to send a Republican senator to Washington.
She's vying for the seat held by outgoing Senator Chris Dodd, a Democrat, who served for five terms before deciding not to seek re-election. She faces Democrat State Attorney General Richard Blumenthal in November. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchel in Hartford.
Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are looking into the crash of an amphibious plane in Alaska that killed five people, including former GOP Senator Ted Stevens. A spokesman for Stevens, Mitch Rose, says there's some solace in the fact that Stevens died on a fishing trip.
He was never happier than having a rod and reel in his hand. He loved that part of Alaska. He loved all of Alaska and the outdoors. It was what he brought him the most joy. So we take some solace in that he was doing what he loved.
Rose was on NBC's Today Show. The plane was en route to a fishing camp in Alaska's Bristol Bay when the aircraft slammed into a mountainside. Four other people aboard managed to survive, including former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe and his teenage son. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support